Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, the Deep Dark Sayings of the Bible, tape number 21. And we're going to bring our elder in. He can tell you all about who bring this broadcast. And as some people on the international side, we see it's over 700,000 strong on the international side of logged into this broadcast. So the box tent have been lit and the curtain have went up. And the one thing to do now is organize. But we got to be clear when he's talking. You got to see yourself when he's talking. And that's what this series is about, unlocking the biblical mysteries, is when you see yourself when he's talking. And that's the game changer right there. We'll leave it just like that. We'll bring our elder in, elder Mr. Tills, he'll tell you all about the broadcast, and then we'll get something going on tape number 21. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tills, Elder Mr. Tills. Yahuwah
be there, Seer Royal. And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, one thing about it, you know, our job is to enlighten those that got an ear to hear according to the Bible. Everything we bring will come out the Bible, recorded history, got to connect with the Bible. Everything we say must connect with the Bible. So if you got an ear to hear, stay tuned here to Take 21 after our elder laid the foundation before we can get going. Elder, what's this? You on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a great pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And I always say that's a good thing, because we try our best to bring you that word as it is written. And in doing so, it tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. 10 says, "For Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." So we stay on point. Even we talk about other things, you know, that you should know. And I think if I get time, I just might, in a later part of our broadcast, talk a little bit more about the Catholic religion and let you see which way the Pope and everybody is going and how they have persuaded you to not study the Bible the way that you think you should. Because we know that we all came to hear a lot of things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. But this is what we do. We make all this misunderstanding very possible. And we do it through the Bible, like the seer said. We do this through proper teaching. And that proper teaching, you know, we have to know that some looking, they can never find it. We call these the misinformed. So we have to give them that, what they need to let them move forward. And this is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And that word is righteous. So as long as you're righteous, you can receive this word as it is written and spoken. This is why we're here, and thank you for attending another live broadcast of Ralph Wiles Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with these new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about the Aqua's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books. In doing this, we're often asked, how can you guys get this much out of this one book? Well, it comes from connecting the books, as I said. Your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more comes out of this one book. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. Now, you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days at that time are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. On the top part of the Sabbath, that class is Friday. The current time of that class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And on the bottom part of the Sabbath, that class is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search engine in a tribeyada.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One of your tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what we've often read in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building that school, which is very well needed for the bad and ill teaching that's going around today's day. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods, we continue to speak up on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days, the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking in, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah online. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave those messages on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. And that's a good thing. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer before broadcasts or afterwards. As you might imagine, the reason for saying this, he's usually pretty busy with that WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man. Absent many memos that most of us have seen, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if that question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging dollar tone. Now, for those members that may have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time is conveniently repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can look down the list and choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Also, another good note, we're also transmitting our information on Pal Talk simultaneously while on Broad Talk. You can get to Pal Talk by phone, tablet, or your computer. Just download the Pal Talk app, and you'll be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Once again, just look for Voices of the True Israelites. The room will hold up to 50 or more participants, where Yahuwah's Word will be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on the table topics discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But one more thing. When we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering, as the seer said, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And so we can start to listen to those words and gain Yahuwah's knowledge. I'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent. Got a friend, some of you might be called on to throw a couple of verses down, so always be prepared if that arrives. So one thing about it, Elder made a couple of profound statements based upon the labor of love, but we want to take a look at that, and he made two statements based upon when you call the international, call the line, don't call it teach. It's a calling on a ministry, and we will exhibit that it's a call on this ministry through the pages of the book. So you just have to be able to step it up and watch it unfold itself as we build our nation back up as once was before. But it's some rules and regulation you have to know in building a nation that, like we saying, based upon when you read your Bible, you have to be, the picture got to be plainly when he's talking to, what nation is he talking to? Very important. See, there's a lot of things we're going to unfold in these lessons coming up before that other feast day coming up around about another month from now or close in. So that's enough talking on my part, but they'll drop a couple of verses down, and we're just going to take a look at it on the run and see, show you exactly how the Almighty operates when you hear certain verses is brought out. Remember, every verse in the Bible has a precept answer. It's one of a mystery that the world is finding out now through this ministry. Whatever verse is read, wherever it's at, remember, that verse has a precept answer to it. And we're going to show you exactly how that goes. But first of all, let's go see who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode. Besides our elder, let's see who will be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 21. Oh, and we see the mothers. The mothers. See, the mother said, let me tell you something, said, you know, we see the growth is moving in the right direction. And one thing about it, we're going to make sure we got no stain in our armor. We're going to do our part and watch this thing unfold. And that's a great thing, the mothers. So we're going to see we're going to see about what mothers out of Camp 1 is coming to the stage for tape number 21. All right, we see Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh B.J.C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother D.F. Israel. All right. Mother D.F. Israel, she ready to go. All right, another mother out of Camp 1 coming on stage for take number 21. Mother E, Tribal Yahweh Judah. Hey, Mother E, Tribal Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to that sea, right?
And Yahweh bless you still, Israel. I'll see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that mother. And we know Mother Z. She's sitting at her desk now with the Bible, her five markers, and a blank paper. She said, you know, I'm ready to get on it, but I got to hear something so I can give a commentary. So you go and put some on the table, and then I will give a commentary later on in the broadcast about whatever's on the table on camp out of coming out of tape number 21. So that's the way it is. So we're gonna open up with Mother D of Israel by looking right at that Luke 12, verse 12. And we're gonna see exactly, but we made a couple writings on our paper based upon all right. We're going not on that. We got our elder coming on, one of the lead teacher out of Camp 1, so he on his way in. So let's see if we bring our elder in, too. Elder Yahweh Israel, from the tribe of Judah. Yahweh Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to that sea, Royal.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. A sea, Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Well, I see now we ready for take number 21, and so we give some double whammy on it. For Mother D of Israel, give me some Luke 12 prayer, and they're gonna throw it out and let the oil give us a double whammy, cause I don't know what Yahweh got on his mind for take 21, but we gonna get a double whip. Maybe I need all I can get my hands on. We don't know. We'll see. Mother D of Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what does it say?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. That very same hour, the righteous spirit would teach you. And see, that's another mystery. See, we think that we can put a lesson together and all of a sudden the righteous spirit might say, okay, you put some on the table, but I want to go another direction. Elder Yahweh Israel, lead teacher out of Camp 1, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What's going on with that verse? Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. And like we say, and you have to lean on that righteous spirit, because as these lessons unfold, you're going to see the reason why you have to lean on these righteous spirit, because the elder, Mr. Till, made a final statement based upon that verse that's coming out of Hebrews chapter 6. Now, Elder, he made a profound statement coming out of Hebrews chapter 10, and I just want to take a look at that verse and see what is the precept in that verse. He made a statement where he read a verse on Hebrews, which is really the book of the Israelites, and that's the mystery too. When you read the book of Hebrews, it is the book of the Israelites, because when you look up this word Hebrew, it only points at a man called Eber in the bloodline of Shem. But that's another lesson. But we're going to look at something that's in 6 verse 10, and let's see what is the precept in 6 verse 10, Elder Yada. Let's see what it says in 6 verse 10. Let's follow the precept after we hear it read. Hebrews 10, you're on the clock, come on.
The book of Hebrews. Book of the Israelites, salute the word Hebrew. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10, read. For Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
He said, he's not going to forget your labor of love that you have shown through his name. You see that? Now, right then and there, he's not going to get your works. So what he just said in that verse 16, he's not going to forget your works that you have shown through his name. That is a mystery right there. The work that you must do, it must be in his name. That work that you do, it must be in his name. And he said, I'm not going to forget the labor of love. That's big talk. So we got the word love, and we got the word work that's coming out of that 10. And we're going to examine that, Bill. We're going to examine that love and works. See, we're going to examine it. Love and works. Let's see what we got out of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 7. We got two things on the table, love and works. Let's see what we can read in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Come on.
Book of Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 17 reads. Proverbs 8, verse number 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
He said, I love them that love me. So his love is a condition thing. He said, I love them that love me. And all the way you will love him, you got to seek him. That's good. But let's find out a little bit more about that love. Let's go to the 14th chapter of St. John and look at verse 15, 21, and 24. Now look what we got. Now we're coming right off the top behind what Elder Mr. Tills dropped on the network, the label of love. And now we find out from the wisest man in the world out of Proverbs, he said, I love them that love me, that seek him. So he got a great love for you. He got a great love for you, see, Royal. But you got to seek him. So are you seeking him? Huh? Well, we'll find out in take 21. Let's look at that St. John 14, verse 15, 21, and 24. Elder, you're on the clock. Come on.
Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 15, verse 21 and verse 24 reads, St. John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my Torah instructions, commandments. Verse 21, you'll see that I have my commandments and keepeth them. You see it is that loveth me, and they that love me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love them, and will manifest myself to them. Verse 24, if she that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Read verse 24 again. Listen real carefully at 24. Did you hear what he said out of his own mouth to his disciplined ones, called the disciples, the followers? He said something to them in verse 24. Listen carefully what he said in verse 24. What did he say again, Elder?
Book of St. John 14, verse 24. If she that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
He says, you love me not, because if you love me, you will keep my commandments, meaning my law, which my name, my Torah instructions, meaning the first five books. So his love have a condition to it. He said, I love them that love me. But look what he just said. I love the one that love me. And when you love me not, That means you're not doing what I got written in this Bible. You're doing what some man have told you. But I made it plain, Mother D of Israel. I made it plain in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. I made something real plain. What did I say out of and told Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, and Mother E in Matthew 4, verse 4, what did I say? See, he made some statements here. He said, I'm all about this great love in, but my love in has a condition to it. Now, if you apply my condition to it, we end something. Now, he was talking to Moses about his great love in Deuteronomy 8:3, backed up with Mother Eve in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4. Back to back, Mother Eve. Listen to this. Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live.
He said, this is how man lives. So if you want the love in of your father, that he sent his son down here, and what he brought in was his father's love. He said, his love is a conditioned love. So if you love him, you'll do what he say. Now, 1,000 years passed on the right side of the book, and Mother E gonna read what he says that we can read in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4. 1,000 years have passed on. Like they said, New Testament time. What he said we can read in Matthew 4:4, that Mother E, and Luke 4:4, come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he said it was written, and we just got through reading what was written at in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, by painting the picture. So he came, even told Satan, hey, Satan, man live by every word that come out of the mouth of Yahweh the Father. He said, it's written. What was it written at? 8, verse 3. Then another one, this disciplined one called the disciples, picked up on the same thing in 4, verse 4. What did he say that, Mother E?
Matthew 4:4. Oh, Luke 4:4.
Yes, ma'am, but give me Luke 4:4 now. Give me a second witness on that, Mother. Give me a little Luke 4:4 now. What did that say?
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4. And Yahweh the Son answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread only, alone, only, but by every word of Yahweh.
That's how man lives. So we watch the best of them, and we watch the best of them through the pages of the book. Once we understand what's written in this book and apply what's written in this book, then the Almighty gonna tell you some things later on as we break down this Hebrews 6, verse 10. Now, Elder, come on back to the Elder in St. John, chapter 15, verse 10 and 12. Hey, Elder, what can we read out of? Out of a book called St. John, chapter 15, verse 10 and 12. What does it say?
Book of St. John, chapter 15, verse number 10, verse number 12 reads. Book of St. John, chapter 15, verse number 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
So his love is based upon you keeping his commandments. I mean, on first five books. So then here come a rich man. He was a rich young man in the 19th chapter, verse 16 through 19, Elder. Here come a rich man. You know, he can count his money. He can find his $10. So he's been hearing all about the sayings about the great love in. And so, but he's going to say, okay, well, I got a nice piece of change in my pocket. And I want to know, can I hold my change in my pocket and still get the love and all that good stuff, too? So he's going to go and find, and he's going to call him by a title, and we're going to see what's going on. Matthew chapter 19, 16 down to verse 19, Elder. Let's see what he says in Matthew chapter 19, 16 down to verse 19. What does that say? Come on.
Book of Matthew chapter 19, verse number 16 through 19 reads. Book of Matthew chapter 19, number 16 reads. Behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. He said unto him, what call you me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh the Father. If you will enter into life, keep the Torah instructions. Verse number 18. He said unto him, which Yahweh the Son said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false. Verse number 19, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Now we got love, and we got good. We got all this stuff going on. So now we're gonna precept this, and we're going to take a look at the work part. So now we see that he had his hand on his cup of olives real good. But everybody wants love, everybody wants some eternal life, and they want to know how to get it. And he says, you know, only one good is the Father. Because the Father is the one that never came down in the body. So as long as you're in his body, you always got a crapshoot. So you got to always be prepared to have some repentance, be rebuked. And rebuke means some repentance, and you got to be humble to receive it. So, Elder, when we look at Romans chapter 7, verse 1, 12, and 16. Can you help those seer out in Romans chapter 7, verse 1, 12, and 16? What that say, Elder?
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse number 1, verse number 12, and verse number 16 reads. Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse number 1. Though ye not, brothers, sisters, for I speak to them that know the Torah instructions. Law, as if the law, Torah instructions have dominion over man and woman as long as they live. Verse number 12. Wherefore the Torah instruction is righteous. The Torah instruction, commandments, righteous, just, and good. Verse 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Torah instruction that it is good.
So we clear. If we want to understand how to get some love from our son to, and the father, he only, here's the point. Well, we got to understand something. Let me pull a rabbit out of the hat, have Mother D up this rabbit. See, we need to know how the protocol of this thing. So now you want to be in that number. But guess what? There's some rules and regulations being in that number, Mother D. F. Israel. In St. John chapter, I want to go back to 15 again, because I want to hear me something that's in St. John. I want to hear me something that is said that we can read. It's something we need to read about something he said. Something in the 15th chapter, about something. And I'm struggling right now because he said something. And so now an overseer is struggling right now because he said something in St. John. But I'm struggling right now. So now, do anybody want to help the overseer out right now? Well, no, one thing about it, I'm not even in St. John. No wonder I'm struggling. I'm over here, you know, taking the book of turn for itself. It ain't doing none of that for me. No, see, it turned a couple pages. Okay. In the 14th chapter of that mother dear of Israel, look what we can read that he said in verse 28. Let's see what he says in St. John chapter 14, verse 28. What did he say to that mother dear of Israel? What did he say?
St. John chapter 14, verse 28. Ooh. You have heard now, I say it unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I.
So that's why he says, why call me good? Because the Father is the great. And it's plain about this great if you do right. See, here's the point. The Son know he had a mission to do. And he's saying that the great one is, now, Mother, back up to the 12th chapter. Hey, Mother E, tell me a statement that's written in 2nd Ezra chapter 9. Have me verse 7 down to verse 13 waiting on me. 2nd Ezra, and these are the books that was taken out to those on the international side, over 700,000 plus. In 1885, the Catholic Church removed 14 books out of your Bible, because they know if you kept them 14 books in your Bible, you're going to see some things in there, and you're going to be asking questions, so we're going to take them out. But now he'll release the ministry now to show you that when you read your Bible, it's 14 books that's missing, that is between Malachi and Matthews that was taken away from you. And then you ask your preacher, what is anything between Malachi and Matthews? He said, no, ain't nothing between that, because them was the years that our Lord Jesus Christ wasn't talking. Also, for 400 years, he didn't say nothing to man? No, he ain't said nothing to man. He just got fed up with man. He said nothing to man for 400 years. He said, okay, get over there and pay them tithes and clown somewhere. And said, we bought that. But as time went along, we found out that, wait a minute, it's a book called the King James First Print. And it was called the King James Bible, the 1611. And it got all 80 books in there. But Mr. Preacher, the original Bible, King James, it got books in there. You told me that he wasn't talking. And here's 14 books, and he is talking. Now, who right? See, now he messed up, because he graduated from one of them institutions that the other people have put up. See, he didn't graduate from Voices of the Israelites, the Sixth Anointed Catholic. So he didn't do that. So now he's stuck. But now the record is plainly, you go in your computer and find out that in 1885, that the Catholic Church removed 14 books. Okay? Then you might ask for more history, and one day you might get it. So that's the book. So we get ready to read something by Mother E that you might say, well, it's not in my book. Well, you owe it to the Catholic Church. They removed that in 1885. They told you got enough to work with. After we teach you English, you got enough to work with in the 66 books. So when you hear something read that's coming out the apocrypha, they call a missing books, and you say, I don't have it, then you owe all that thanks to the Roman Catholic Church in 1885. Got it? Good. Now, so what we read now, Mother, so we read that. He says, but my Father is greater than I. That's what he said. Now, for him to say that, Mother, it was something on his mind by, because he was told something, and just like you told something. Now, Mother D of Israel, he was told something in the 53rd chapter. Remember, we just got through reading the verse says, my Father is greater than I, and that was in 14, verse 28. Now, we're going to back up to Isaiah, Mother D of Israel. Let's find out what is he talking about. Because it's a reward coming if you obey. And it's a great penalty coming if you don't obey. That's all. Sooner or later, it's going to show up. Are you going to obey what's written or are you not? Are you going to continue to be doing things contrary to the Bible? It's a price to pay. But in the seventh chapter, Elder, in the seventh chapter, verse 56 and 57 of 2nd Ezra, he told Ezra, tell him this in 2nd Ezra 7, 56 and 57. Hey, Elder, what that say we can read? Come on.
We've got 2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse number 56 and verse 57 read. Book of 2nd Ezra chapter 7. Verse number 56, read 2nd Ezra 7, verse number 56. While we live and committed sin, consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death. Verse 57. Then after he being said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
He says, this is the condition of the battle. If you keep sinning against this man, the condition is a price you're going to pay, Elder, in Romans 6:23. See, listen. We come on this airways, the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelite, to inform you. We ain't told you who you are yet, but the Bible tell you who you are. That it's a price you're going to pay if you keep sinning on him and not making a decision on how you govern your life according to the Bible. It's a price you're going to pay. And Paul was the scattered Israelite of the northern kingdom. He found them over in Rome. So when he found them, he addressed them. He told them something about this thing, the price you're going to pay if you keep sinning against your mighty one. What he said we can read in 6:23 now. Elder, come on.
The book of Romans 6.
Romans.
Verse number 23 reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahuwah is eternal life through Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
And all the way you'll get this eternal life, can you give me that 7 verse 1? See, listen, you understand, listen, become humble. But we want to tell you the Bible saying, all the way you'll get this eternal life, you got to understand what you must be doing in Romans 7 verse 1. What y'all be doing there, Elder, in Romans 7 1?
The book of Romans 7 verse number 1 reads, know ye not, brothers, for I speak to them that know the Torah instructions, that the Torah instructions have the mention of a man and woman as long as they live.
You got to keep the law as long as you live. You got to keep the law as long as you live. And if anybody tell you that the law is done away with, you got to say, Mr. Preacher, the law that's done away with is talking about Hebrews 10:1. The killing of the animals. That's the law that's done away with because he created that law on the law. But the moral law still stands. That thou shalt not That still stands. But the law is done away with, Mr. Preacher. Is you don't have to kill no more animals for that, because he tells you soundly he removed that from the books in verse 12. And then what he said in 12 and 13. So in the same Hebrews 10, he removed you from going looking for your priest to tell him what sin you did in 10:1 and 12 and 13 there, you know? So this is what he removed from the books. So the law just removed that you can't go look for a priest and he tell you what to bring him and your sins is forgiven. So this is what he removed. It's the law he removed in Hebrews 10:1, 12 and 13. What did he remove, Elder? Come on.
The book of the Israelites, the word Hebrews, chapter 10, verse number 1, verse number 12, verse 13 reads, book of Hebrews 10, verse 1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices, which they offer year by year, continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. Verse number 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. Verse 13. From henceforth, expect until his enemies, he made his footstool.
You see that? So, he has completed the mission. So, when you sit among your preacher, your leaders, and they tell you we're not upon the law, we're upon a grace and truth. Mr. Preacher, the law we not up under no more is killing animals. That's the law we not up under no more. But we still got to obey, thou shalt not. You know, we still got to, we still can't kill, murder, and steal. That law is still in effect as we speak. So it was two laws there, Mr. Preacher. Mr. Preacher, I'm going to pay you your tithes. I'm going to give you free will offering. But can you at least tune into Voices of a True Israelite and work us better than what you're doing now? Because you got my salvation on the line. Because you got me up on the grace and truth. But it's two laws. One, killing the animals. We ain't got to do that no more. Because Paul, he peeped this thing about those that was unlearned. And he said something to them. And about this right here, Paul said, Paul was sent to find the scattered Israelites that had many titles upon their name. And then Paul peeked something on them in the 14th chapter, and then he said something to them. And now Paul got over there, and they was happy. Then Paul peeped something, and then the religious leader got happy too. Let's see what they did, and look what they called Paul and Barnabas in Acts chapter 14, verse 11. Let's see what he told the religious leaders. See, you ought to tell your religious leader, listen, I'm going to pay you your tithes and your free will offering, but the law is done away with is we can't kill animals no more to be forgiven. We got to do some more things as written. That's what I heard from that Voices of a True Israelite ministry that comes on six nights a week. So, Acts 14, picking up at verse number, let's see what's going on and what did the religious leaders says in verse number 12 down to verse 15. Let's listen to this third line right here. Acts 14, 12, 15, down 15, it'll come out.
The book of Acts chapter 14, verse number 12 to 15 reads, Acts chapter 14, verse 12. They called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury because he was the chief speaker. Verse 13. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlic unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. Verse 14. Which when the apostles called him, Barnabas and Paul heard of it, They rent their clothes and ran in amongst the people crying out, verse 15, and saying, sirs, why do you these things? You also are men of like passion with you, and teach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living Yahweh, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all things that are therein.
You see that? You see what Paul did? Paul ran into him, hey, Mr. Believers, religious believer, the sacrifice is over now. When something good happens, don't go kill no animals no more. The son, I'm taking care of that. See, the northern kingdom, with the proper history, had them broke away from the covenant, you know, in 1 Kings chapter 11, chapter 12. So they was out there doing their own thing, you know. So they thought when something good happened, you know, look like a miracle or whatever, you go kill animals. No, he said, that's a bang thing. You don't do that no more. The son has taken away that from you. You ain't got to do that no more. So that's the law that's been removed, Mr. Preacher. That's a vain thing. You got to turn now to the living Yahweh, the Son, the one you call Lord God Jesus and Jesus Christ. You got to return back to him now. Because remember, it was no English. English was not even thought about in 449 A.D. It became official language in 1382. So nobody in the Bible used the name Lord God and Jesus, Allah or Buddha or Yah or Yahweh at any time. All that come after the manuscript was closed. That's why he told John in 1:17 through 19 and 4:1, right to hereafter, John. So when John put his pen down in 96 A.D., the almighty story was told. And he told you in the latter days some things what's going to happen. Mother E., he said something in the latter days, some things what's going to happen. And matter of fact, we might read what he says, some things that's going to happen, and then we come back to Mother in that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, verse number 10, down to verse 12. But he said something, Mother E. He said, now Peter, after the Almighty had straightened him up and told him that you're going to be the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, so now he had him, got him real good. He got him straightened up real good. And then Peter wrote something and put it in writing in 2 Peter there, Mother. He said something in 2 Peter, we're going to read, that he was telling those, because he was in a leadership position. So his job was to make sure the 12 understood that he was the man of the hour. But he said something in 2 Peter chapter 3 there, Mother E. Let's see what he said that we can read. After the Almighty has cleaned him up, he's back in heaven, sitting on the right hand of his Father. Then he wrote a letter in 2 Peter 3, 1, 2, 3. What did he say we can read there, Mother E? 2 Peter chapter 3, 1, 2, and 3. What did he say we can read? You on the clock, come on.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2, and 3. Verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Verse 2. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before, by the righteous seer, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Yahweh and salvation. Verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust.
Yeah, he said. So you see, so now look what he said. That's big talk he said. He said, look here. He said, now He said, I'm going to stir up your mind. I want you to stir up your mind to remember that when the Almighty spoke, he spoke by his righteous seers. See, that's a mystery, Mr. Preachers. So Peter was going to remind the ones that sit among him and the 11 that whenever the Almighty had something to say, he said it to the righteous seers. And their job was to find the righteous elders. And the elders' job was to find the righteous fathers. And the father's job was to find the righteous mothers. And the mother's job was to find the righteous children. That is the order of things. See, once we get back in order, that means everything he got written will kick in our advantage. But whenever a word was spoken, it was spoken exactly what Peter is reminding why the Son is back in heaven. And that verse 2, matter of fact, verse 1 and 2, you know, it's so nice. I just want to hear it twice, Mother E. Look what he says in the third chapter of 2 Peter. These are letters. So he writing these letters to those that got ear to ear. Because remember, it wasn't no such thing when none of them walked the table about a New Testament. It was one book. So there's a lot of letters. So he was rehearsing the righteous act that the Almighty have given him. So he's writing an epistle, a letter. He called the one that had ear to ear, beloved. Look what he's calling, beloved. 3:1-2. Mother E, bring it again. Come on.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Verse 2. That you may be mindful of the word which were spoken before by the righteous seer and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Yahweh and Savior.
Mm-hmm. So he says, I want you to be reminded of something. Don't forget that you in the type, always look back the foundation. Always do that. Every time he reminding him something. Look back. Now back up to 1:13, Mother E. Same book, Paul. Peter 1:13. So he reminding them to look back. So right now today, those is 700,000 strong and the ones is in the room right here. Listen, to make a decision that is a plus to you and Yahweh, make sure you make a decision according to what the Bible says. Don't worry about what man say. Make sure that you send in a Bible teaching ministry that only says what the Almighty say. That is the game changer. That'll keep you from being weary and can't find Genesis in your Bible. Bumming around all the can't, what verse is that, where that at? I let you know, you got work to do. So you're supposed to be able to turn these pages and get to them because this Bible, all of it go together. Every page go together. He'll give you that right spirit if you believe in him. Now look what he says in 1 Peter 1:13. What did he say there, Mother E?
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Yahweh the Son.
That's great. That's Paul talking right there. He said, gird up the loins of your mind and receive the revelation that the Son is bringing to you. He said, gird up your mind now. He said, get your mind right. That's what he's saying. He said, now, get your mind right. See, and that's what we call this network, to get your mind right. See, things is going on today. If you got your mind right, you be prepared for whatever coming on today. You'll know it because your mind be right. Because you got to know the revelation that what was revealed to the Son, you must know that, and he made it plain, hey, Mother E, I'm going to give up Israel. I know you're holding me, that Isaiah, just put your marker there. We'll come back to that shortly. But I want to look at that 7:16 of St. John. I need me some 7:16. So we know you got five markers sitting already inside. And I know you just don't put one already in 53:10-12. We understand that. But I want to go another way, then come back to that. What did he say in St. John, Mother D of Israel? What he said in the reading 7:16 of St. John. What did he say that we can read?
St. John, chapter
Mother.
7,
mm-hmm.
verse 16. St. John chapter 7, verse 16. Yahuwah the Son answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me.
You see? He said what I'm telling you, that what he's telling his followers, his disciplined one called disciples. He said, what I'm telling you, it's not mine. And same thing we're telling you. We're not telling you what this is not ours. We hope properly you able to read it with us and work yourself with it with us. It's not ours. We're telling you, listen, plainly. Run over to the 12th chapter, Mother, pick it verse 46 down to verse 50 of St. John. So he's telling us, we're telling you, this is not our teaching. We hopefully that you able to read it with yourself, then apply it to yourself, and allow things that you did know, you have peace with yourself because you understand you're on the right track. Why would you want to do the work that you think you're doing and find out you're not on the right track? Then you'll be mad at the preacher, but really be mad at yourself because it ain't no accident that we comes on 6 nights a week. It's time now for you to make a decision. Is you going to make a decision according to the Bible, or are you just going to continue making a decision according to, you know, that's my grandfather up there teaching. That's my best friend teaching. No, the Bible going to step up and say, hey, I want the Bible. I want the truth out of the Bible. Do you know the truth? Yeah? Well, why you don't know nothing about it? It's two laws then. Why you don't know that he removed the killing of the animal law, not the moral law? So, why didn't you just know that? See? So sooner or later, you're going to have to ask that preacher something. But what's going to happen when you start asking that preacher question, he's going to get out to them big deacons, and they're going to tell you to put your hands out and take all your books and put on top of it, and they're going to hit you up on your shoulder and walk you out that door. They're going to walk you out. You know, they put their finger up and say, give me a minute. Yeah, I don't know why they do that. You put your bag up, you hook. What that means? So that same thing they going to do by getting you up out of there. Put your books in your hand, and big deacon's going to hit you up on your arm and raise you about your seat. And they say, give me a minute, and put you on the other side of that door when you ask them questions. Got it? Good. What are we reading? What are we reading now?
You said John, but I didn't catch the chapter. You said John,
okay,
wrote John.
St. John 12, thank you. St. John chapter 12, 46 down to verse 50. So he'll say, see, that was tell old Mother D of Israel, that was 12, 46 down to verse 50. Come on.
St. John chapter 12, St. John chapter 12, verse 46 to 50. Verse 46. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. 47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. for I can not to, I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Verse 48. He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a Torah instruction that I should, what I should say and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his Torah instruction is life, everlasting, whatsoever I speak. Therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Mother, can you read verse 47 one more time, Mother? D of Israel, put on seer. I think I heard something in 47, and I think it's dripping with a little precept in that 47. Can you help those see out in that verse 47 now, Mother D of Israel? What is saying that?
St. John 12:47. And if any man hear my word and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
You see what he said? He said, now, he said, I came to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, very loaded right there. Now you know we can't let that get away. He said, I came to save the world. What did he say? So now we have to precept that and find out a little bit more about he came to save the world. What is you really saying? He said, I come to save the world. So now we're going to look at Matthew 18:11, Mother Dear of Israel. See, this is where the 600 camps have to be able to hear words that is written, and then understand that it's a precept to everything that's said. So he come to save the world. But now we have to investigate that, because everybody can get happy. But let's see, do the Bible supports everybody getting happy? We're going to 18:11, there of Israel. Find out a little bit more about what he come to do that we can read. We're going to Matthew 18, verse 11, and see what he say. What he say. What did he say?
Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
He said the Son of Man came to save that was lost. Now look what he just said. He said the Son of Man came to save that which was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give suspicions on that. He said he come to save that which was lost. Now, I wonder what he's talking about now. Let's go to 15:24, Mother D of Israel. He said, he come to say that was lost. We're going to Matthew 15:24. Find out who lost that he come to say. That's lost. See? And he don't leave a name on who he came to say that is lost. Why can't he leave a name? Matthew 15:24. Let's see what he said out of his own mouth. What did he say?
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
My. He came to save first the lost sheep of the family of Israel. I thought he came. No. What, do you believe what he said? He said, I come to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So mother in 121, can you help those see out in the same book? Now he was born. Now let's see what was said about his birth in 121. Matthews chapter 1, verse 21. Mother D.F. Israel, what did he say?
Okay. Matthews chapter 1, verse, what'd you say? Verse 21. Matthews chapter 1, verse 21, read, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahwatson, for he shall save his people from their sins."
Mm-hmm. He gonna say who? Who he gonna say?
His people from their sins.
The Bible said that?
You wanna read?
The Bible said. So in Isaiah 54 and Isaiah 45:17, can you help me out there? And Elder, I want to look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 8. It is a big cover here. I mean, you know, see, this is what we got out of our Elder saying that the labor of love, yeah, the labor of love in Hebrews 6:10, but we find this love that must be taught is a conditioned love. If you do it, and same way you tell your kids back in the days, right? Now, if you be all right, get good grades in school, come home and clean up everything, and when old mom and old Paul get home, we're going to reward you for it. And that's what you did. See? So the same thing he's saying. He's talking good, too. So this, what he's saying, if you make a decision according to the Bible, she's going to tell you something. But if you continue to not, or you just examine yourself, is you making a decision according to the Bible, or are you making a decision according to what you heard? How is you living your life? Is what you doing, do the Bible support it, or do it what you was brought up to believe? Did you ever check it and see can it hold up? And that's what we're trying to tell you. We're trying to make you think. Is the decision you're making, do the Bible support it, or this way you was brought up? Now, mother getting ready to read about, let me say he come to save that was lost, and we're going to find out what world he's talking about was lost by this precept in your Bible, the 45:17 of Isaiah. Let's find out what world he's talking about that was lost he come to save. You know it's written by the seer in 45:17. What can we read that mother did of Israel?
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. "But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end."
So the world he come to save was the world of Israel.
That's right.
But here's the point. The way our mind is today, we don't even know who Israel is. We think Israel is the one that's over there in the land of Israel called Israelis that started a state in 1948, a modern-day state, and called Israelis. And Israelis, the Jew, and the Jewish. See, that's where our mind is. But But he said, I come to save Israel that is lost. See? But who is Israel that we can read? What about maybe next lesson? Remember, come on 6 nights a week, 3 hour broadcast. Take notes. Then when you do with these notes, why don't you actually preach to something and say, what about this? He come to save those who are lost, and according to Isaiah 45:17, he come to save the world of Israel. But who is Israel? You always told us that we African American Negroes and colors, right? Yes. So who is Israel? Oh, that's the people's own land. Yep. So you see what you run into? And then if you keep pressing that preacher, I told you what's going to happen. The big deacon's going to come and say, okay, you put your hand out and put your coat in there if it's cold, your books on top of your hand, hit you up under your shoulders, walk you out of the door. I said, what's going to happen to you? Take it up. Watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So I tell them what you heard from the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Now, Mother E, I know you was holding something for me there, Mother E, but I need to get a verse. I need to give me some Acts 5:29-31. Then I'm gonna run over to the elder and give me that Ephesians 6:10-18. But I need to make sure we get a second witness. He come to save that which was lost. Now, he's back in heaven now. And then Peter was blessed to be the chief speaker of the 12. So the Almighty Son is back in heaven on the right hand of his Father. That's good. But then he says something to the 11 to make sure you tell those you come in contact with on what the Almighty said. And he was talking to the religious leaders. So what he said, hey, Mother E, in 5:29-32 of Acts. Acts 5:29-32. What do you say that we can all read together? Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 5:29-32. Verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than man. Verse 30. Yahweh of our Father, raise up Yahweh the Son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 31. Him had Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahweh the Father has given to them that obey him.
But Mother, I noticed you kind of paused on verse 30, and we want to examine that verse 30 because, you know, all my life, you know, I've been told one thing, and a lot of time we gathered around our necks and over our rearview mirrors and everything else. But you kind of paused a little bit, and O.C. have caught you pausing in that verse 30. Maybe you need to read that verse 30 again real carefully, and let's see, can you bring that verse out 30? Because it's right there, but you kind of paused a little bit in verse 30. Read that verse again. Come on.
Okay. Yahweh of our Father, raised up Yahweh the Son, whom we slew and hanged on a tree.
Mm-hmm. That's real nice. So we find out that he was slewed and hung on a what, Mother?
A tree.
A tree.
Mm-hmm.
A tree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm doing, my grandmother got the cross around her neck, and got crosses, mm-hmm. And every church I go to, I see flashing lights with crosses on it. I see the pastor that I sit in the audience, and he got on his roster cross and a cross behind. He's supposed to have a 530 if he want to have a symbol, and that symbol supposed to be what? If he gonna have one, he supposed to have the right symbol, and what's the right symbol he supposed to have around his neck? And when you driving up to the place, you should see, according to verse 30, you supposed to see what, mother? If you want to just work with that, them similar things, why don't you at least do it right and have a what, according to verse 30?
Tree.
That's right, mother. So if you want to have a sign around your neck, go and put a tree on your neck. That's what you need to do. Why don't you survive them? Put a tree on your neck. Now read verse 32, and let's see what he says in verse 32.
Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him.
You see that? So if you obey him, he said he'll give you the Holy Ghost. And do you know, see, the Holy Ghost will tell you that what happened, he was hung on a tree. He said, and they said they was the witness. So, you know, in the court of law, if you witness something, and they got a witness against you, you know, 9 out of 10 times, you got to have a lawyer and pay everybody to beat that. If they got a witness, then we seen you. So the ones that was there, that they witnessed are hanging on a tree. That was the ones that was there. And it said not only that, the Holy Ghost witnesses too. See, the Holy Ghost got something to say behind it. Hold that point, Dayo. Hold that point. The Holy Ghost got something to say about that. Let's see what the Holy Ghost is. And we're going to see if we paint the picture. Since he mentioned the Holy Ghost also is a witness to it too. Let's find what the Holy Ghost he's talking about when we go to Acts chapter 7, Elder. Verse 51 and 53. Let's find what this Holy Ghost is. That's a witness to a slew and a hanging on a tree. That was the Holy Ghost witness. He said also the Holy Ghost witness. What is that they're talking about, the Holy Ghost? We go on precept the Bible and paint a picture and see what we can read in Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53. What is that, Elder?
The book of Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and verse 53 reads, Acts chapter 7, verse 51, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind and ears, you always resist the righteous, the Holy Ghost, as your father did, so do you. Verse 53, you have received the Torah instructions by the disposition of angels and have not kept it.
He said, you always resist the Torah instruction, meaning the law, the law, the law, the law. He said, it's written in the law, it was a hanging. He said, you resist reading the law. If you read the law, it's not done away with, because the law will tell you what that was. Was it a cross? Was the hanging on a tree? He said, you resist by reading the law. The average preacher say the law is done away with. But we're going to go see what the law said, what happened back there, that Peter was not only, because they followed instructions on how to do anything when you do wrong, you hang them on a tree. We're going to see, do the law support a cross or will the law support a tree? He said the Holy Ghost witnessed it in the law. Let's go to the law and find out. Run to the law and see exactly what happened. Because, see, we can go to the law and see, can we find out what happened around about the 22nd chapter, right? Let's see exactly what happened. Do it support a tree or do it support a tree or would it support a cross?
Somebody not
for
somebody
We want to find out something, and Mother D.F. Israel, you tell them grandbabies over there, say, look, grandma on the airways now, y'all. If y'all want to get none of this this drop that I got made up for them camps over there, I'll give y'all a little bit of it too now. So now, Elder, we want to precept that Elder. So now, but the OC is struggling right now. Cause can you help the OC out there, Elder? Because he know one thing that he said was written in the law, exactly what happened. And the 21st chapter, thank you, the Elder. We're going to Deuteronomy 21. Let's see exactly what how you do things in the 21st chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's see what's going on that we can read in verse 22 and 23. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22 and 23. Let's see what we can read. Hey, Elder, you on the clock. Come on.
We can do it around me, chapter 21, verse number 22, and verse number 23 reads. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22. If a man have committed a sin worthy of death, he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree. Verse 23. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of Yahuwah, and that thy land be not defiled, which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, giveth you for an inheritance.
So we can bear witness, he said the Holy Ghost bear witness that this hanging was on a tree. Now, Peter was the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. He said he bear witness it was a tree hanging. He said, not only that, the Holy Ghost bear witness to it, which is the righteous spirit, which, is, you know, Holy Ghost is pagan for a righteous spirit, but we play it the way you think it is. So we found out that it is written, that if you do wrong in whatever empowered to be, your hanging is on a tree. See that? A tree. But guess what? Who you think invented the hanging on a tree? Who you think invented this? See, this is one thing we have to understand something. Guess who invented the first hanging on a tree? And guess who was responsible for the first hanging on a tree? Back up to Joshua, Book of Hosea. Let's see what is any sign. What was the foundation of hanging on a tree? Let's see what is this, the origin of it, the beginning. What can we read is the beginning of hanging on the tree? Let's see who in the Bible first produced this kind of way when somebody do wrong. This is what you do. We're going to see. We're going to the 10th chapter and look at verse 1. Let's find out what's going on. We're trying to find out where does this come from. When you do wrong, you hang them on a tree. But you get them down before the sunset. Did you hear that? Get them down before the sunset. Let's see where the origin of this come from. We're going to 10:1, Elder. And we'll look at 1 down to verse 5. Let's find what we can read 1 down to verse 5. We're going to Hosea, polluted for Joshua, chapter 10, 1 through 5. Let's try to find out where this hanging thing come from. Come on.
The book of Hosea, polluted word Joshua, chapter 10, verse number 1 through 5 reads. The book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse number 1. Now it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Yahgad Judah, flew to where Jerusalem, and heard from Hosea, flew to where Joshua had taken Ai, and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho, and her king. So he had done to Ai, and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel, and were among them. Verse number 2. that they feared greatly because Gibeah was a great city, as one of the royal cities, because it was greater than Ai. Now the men there were mighty. Verse number 3. Wherefore Adonizedek, king of Judah, polluted word Jerusalem, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Haran, king of Hebron, and to Peram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhiah, king of Lachish, and unto Derbe, king of Eklon, saying, verse number 4, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Oshea, polluted word Joshua, and with the family of Israel. Verse number 5, and for the 5 kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eklon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, boy. So now look, we're going to find out on the way to find out something. We find out that in verse 4, that Joshua, he is with the children of Israel. So the children of Israel and Joshua, they had a battle to help Gibeon into a battle, and they was fighting against a king called the King Adonisay, the king of Jerusalem. So the word Jerusalem was already there before the children of Israel even got there, the word Jerusalem. So Jerusalem was occupied by the sons of Ham. Jerusalem. The children of Israel, they heading down that way, and the king of Jerusalem heard about Joshua and the children of Israel is coming to help. And Gilead called Joshua and the children of Israel, come help me, because the king got him 4 more kings together and the king of Jerusalem. Jerusalem. So 5 kings, they got together to whoop this guy that I'm booked away from him, Gilead. But he got help from Joshua and with the children of Israel. So you see, Joshua, children of Israel, only thing associated with Jerusalem is the battle they're going to be dealing with. Because Jerusalem is already there. While they're hidden, it's a king already there that is being ready to fight against the children of Israel. So we can go a little further and find out. Remember, when you do wrong, you know the penalty of it is to be hung. So now we find out right now Joshua and the children of Israel, they helped him out. And now we'll skip down to verse 21. No, let's skip down to verse 20 just to make it sound good. And we'll take it down to verse 26. So we find out the word that Jerusalem, don't be fumbling around with this word called Jerusalem. It got an origin on when it were. And when the children of Israel got there, they get ready to deal with the king of Jerusalem right now in a battle. Now see what happened in verse 29 to verse 26. And that, remember, when you do wrong, your penalty is to be a cursed thing and hung on a tree. But we find out the origin, we might find out right now, what is the origin of tree hanging by looking at verse 20 down to verse 26. What is that, Elder? You on the clock? Come on.
Book of Hosea, polluted word Joshua, chapter 10. Verse number 20 reads, and it came to pass when Oshea, polluted word Joshua, and the family of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. Verse 21, now the people returned to the camp to Oshea, polluted word Joshua, at Mikkadah, in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the family of Israel. Verse 22. Then said Oshea, polluted word Joshua, open the mouth of the cave. Bring out those 5 kings unto me out of the cave. Verse 23. They did so, and brought forth those 5 kings unto him out of the cave. The king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eklon. Verse 24. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Oshea, polluted word Joshua, that Hoshea called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captain of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. Verse 25. And Hoshea polluted where Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you fight. Verse 26. And at the word of Hoshea, polluted where Joshua smote them, slew them, hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening.
Ain't that something? You hear what's going on here? So the children of Israel, they the ones invented the hanging on the tree. See, Joshua and the children of Israel, they the first one on record in the Bible slew and hung on the tree. And that what we read over there in Acts 5, slew and hang on the tree? Oh, so that was following what Joshua and the children of Israel have did way back here. So Joshua slew them and hung them on a tree and let them stay out there all until the evening time. So you see, follow the Bible on what you do. You're going to be all right. So there go your first hanging. See that? There go your first hanging, and guess who the hanging was done? By the children of Israel. You know the first one he hung was the king of Jerusalem. The king of Jerusalem. So the king of Jerusalem and the children of Israel have nothing in common, no more in the history of them being hung by the children of Israel. So be very careful before you tie in the children of Israel with Jerusalem, because it's the foundation said, children of Israel. Not only that, once they hung the king of Jerusalem, then as the process of time, Joshua, he got old and he died. Then now they stuck. That's why we come on this network to teach the six anointed camps and those that one day will be, because by reason of death, all men is going to die. And the program is supposed to continue on, you know, and that's why most of the leaders that we have always had in our life, they once they get knocked off or whatever happened to reason of death, then the program fall down. But no. But that's why we got to understand the record. The program supposed to go on. That's why we come to teach you and see which one is going to make a decision according to the Bible. The Bible tells you the story. It's up to you to apply it. So now, you know, this word is going to continue, whether the six anointed camps give it to you or not, because it's out there in the wind now. Everybody hearing it. The WCC hearing it. World Council of Churches, Latter-day Saints, you know, all the big dignitaries is hearing it. They know it's no stop to this information. But they're going to try something to come, but we be prepared, because many people is learning this word, and now they understand they not. When you read the Bible, you are not African-American, Negro, color, and black, because that's not in here. So you got to be somebody in here if they say you African-American, Negro, and color, and black, and not the peoples of Joshua, children of Israel, then who are you? Then who are we then if this is not us? See, now you asking your preacher question, well, who is us? Okay, well, who is we then? If we not Joshua and the children of Israel, then who are we? With the book open. Show us in the book who we are. Huh? See? So now you're making your preacher think now. So now, in the book of Judges there, Elder, see now, time went on and it was a death in the reason of age. So now, children of Israel, they got a, you know, problem on the table. Death kicked in, you know. know, from Adam, death kicked in. Okay? So now they at the crossroads. So in Judges chapter 3, they at the crossroads. So now they got to talk again. You remember when we read, when they ever put that statement on, Hebrews 10, I mean 6:10, love and work, and he not going to forget your labor of love and work. That's right. So, in the third chapter there, Elder, what can we read that's going on that we can read in Judges 3, verse 1, 2, and then we're going to skip down to verse number 9 and 10. Listen to this right here, because something is going to come out of this, and we're going to see what will come out of this. We go on now, a process of time. Judges 3, 1, 2, 9, and 10. Elder, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Judges, chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 9, and verse number 10 reads, book of Judges, chapter 3, verse number 1, and these are the nations which Jehovah left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Verse number 2, only that the generation of the family Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. Verse number 9, when the family of Israel cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a deliverer to the family of Israel, who delivered them even up Neel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Verse 10, the spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And Yahweh delivered Cush-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Cush-Rishathaim.
Now, what do we get out of that? What did we just get out of that? He says, now, some things happened. But then the children of Israel cried. They cried to the Almighty Man. And what did he do when they cried to him? Who did he raise up? So it's very important to understand that something written, Mother D of Israel. Hey, Mother D of Israel, something is written in Malachi 3, verse 6. Backed up with Hebrews 13, verse 8. Something written, if something is written that we need to peep at, something written in Malachi 3, verse, make it 5 and 6. Then go to Hebrews 13, verse 8, Mother D of Israel. If something is written on this conversation going on right here, what's written that we need to know? Something. What do you say? Malachi 3, 5 and 6. Then go right over to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Mother D.F. Israel, come on. Mother D.F. Israel, we going to...
Team.
To the... Well, hold on there, Mother. Hold on. Let's look at Malachi 3, 5, 6. Then just right over to Hebrews 13, verse 8. You got it down? Take off. Come on.
Malachi chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widows and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 6, for I am Yahweh, I change not, Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
Hey, is he saying you sons of Israel? Hey, you know the name he used? You sons of Israel. He said, I don't change not. If you don't know what to do today, he says, look back at yesterday, you sons of Israel. He said, hey, you sons of Israel, if you won't know what I'm doing today, look back at yesterday. Then all of a sudden he told the seer that. Then he came in a body, and then Paul gonna rehearse the righteous act in Galatians 1:16, we're not going to read. But then Paul was going to address the nation of Israel at the great big temple, and he going to pull this Malachi verse. Let's see what Paul said in 13:8. What he said we can read? There, Mother D of Israel, that we can read.
Hebrews 13:8. Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday and today and forever.
So, if you want to know what he's doing today, look back at yesterday. So, yesterday is how you find out what to do today. Now, Mother E, before we go back to our elder, what do we say that we can read in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 11? Backed up with 15:4 in Romans. So now, if you want to know what he doing today, look back at yesterday, because he said he don't change. He don't change how he operates. The same applies then, applies now on him changing. So in 1 Corinthians 10:11, there, Mother E, can you have those key out and go right over to 15:4 and go right over 15:4 and continue. Come on.
1 Corinthians 10. Oh, okay. Could you give me the verses again?
10:11 in 1 Corinthians. Give me that. And just slide right on over to Romans 15:4.
1 Corinthians 10:11. Verse 11 reads, now all these things happen unto them for example, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
He said, this is written for our admonition. He said, anything written is for our admonition. You know, admonition put, you know, I've been shooting that pistol, and it ran out of bullets. I need some more ammunition. Mm-hmm. Everything that's written, not done away with, is for your ammunition. See, otherwise, you get to load up real good by load up again by looking back what happened yesterday and put it together today. So he left the Corinthians, which was some scattered Israelites, and he went into the Romans. Where was some scattered Israelites at? Let's see if he changed his message in 15:4, Mother. What did he say in 15:4?
Romans chapter 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
See, our hope is when we can look back in what the Bible's saying to know what to do today. Guess what our hope is? Our hope is not watching that gloom and doom, that one-eyed Satan, that television. That ain't our hope is in that. Our hope is going back and look at the events or wherever we're in today. It's written and happened once before, all the time. And guess what the Almighty says when you do these things? In 2:23, verse 25, Mother, of Exodus. See, when you do these things, when you're in a tight, you're trying to figure out something. He's telling you, everything is written aforetime. It's for your through the scripture. So you must be around a ministry that will show you, well, this would happen back then, and we apply this, it'll work now. Everything but killing animals, that don't work no more. He don't remove that law off the table. We can't kill no animals. We just got to follow the revelation of the Son, of the Bible, that the Father gave to him. Now, let me show you how he feels when you do these things, when you do the right things. He got it written in Exodus 2, 23, down to verse 25. What did he say that, Mother E?
Okay, Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. And it come to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel fighted by reason of the burning, and they cried, and their cry came up unto Yahweh by reason of the burning. Verse 24. And Yahweh heard their groaning, and Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, Israel. Verse 25. And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had his faith unto them.
You see that? And when the children of Israel cried to the Mighty One, then he remembered the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. He said, now, since they remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, I got respect for them. You see that? Now, we all through school, college, and everything, we know nothing about no Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We don't remember none of that. I bet you don't, and none of our test scores or test grades or anything about, do you remember about Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? That's the last thing that we've been told. Because we've been told that we was African American, Negro, and color, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talking to children of Israel, you assume we talking to somebody else. And he is. To the people that have lost their identity. See? People that is lost. And he said, he come and say the children of Israel is lost. How you lost? You don't know who you are. You don't know you the children of Israel, the Israelites. You think you African American and the Jew, somebody. See? You don't know that you the children of Israel. But actually, I didn't know we was the children of Israel of this book. Where you get that from? Program come on 6 times a week, and they the one started things first, but they lost their record for disobedience. See, he told you that. Matter of fact, WC said, "Wait till yet you gonna lose for disobedience." Now WCC is 500 million members strong. Say, what he said there? Hey, yo, let's see what was said. Before we read that, Ephesians chapter, matter of fact, before you read that, come on back to this Judges chapter 1. Then we'll get that Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 46, verse 50. But let's come back to Judges chapter 1, because, see, this is going to happen to all of us. And all this is going to happen, even to ones that, because every man and woman must take this, and the spirit is in. According to 12:7, will return back to Almighty, and he will place it back to whoever he wants to place it back to again. So we know something happened to Joshua in Judges chapter 1, and this is the only affiliation that you're supposed to be to recognize when it comes down to Jerusalem. Only thing you're supposed to remember about Jerusalem is what the Almighty said to do to Jerusalem. We found out it was king of Jerusalem home. And not only that, something else happened, because at the process of time, Joshua met his hour. Let's see if we can read that. Elder, we're going to Judges chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and we'll look at verse number 8. What does it say? 1, 2, and 8. Matter of fact, read 7 and 8. Let me show you some things that's going on that we need to always have to pass on to our loved ones. Judges chapter 1, 2, 7, and 8. What does it say?
Look at Judges chapter 1, verse number 1, verse number 2, verse number 7, and verse number 8 read. Look at Judges chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Oshea, through the word Joshua, came to pass that the family of Israel asked Joshua, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first? Fight against them. Verse number 2. Joshua said, Joshua Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered that land into his hand. Verse number 7. Nadana Bazik said, priests go unto the king, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gather their meat under my table, as I have done. So Yahweh had requited me, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Verse number 8. And the family of Yahweh Judah fought against Jerusalem, and had taken it, smitten it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire.
So all the children of Israel supposed to know about Jerusalem about it is what our forefathers did to Jerusalem by lighting up everything of the sinners of Ham there and putting it on fire. That's the only connection we have with Jerusalem, with that name. Land became another land, and we, matter of fact, we're going to read what that land became, another land. It's no longer Jerusalem. For the one that brought that name back, Jerusalem, we know you in error. You're not following the scripture because the children of Israel fought against Jerusalem, burnt it up with fire, set it on fire. Then all of a sudden, the name, all that area became another land. And matter of fact, we might read that. Then we gonna get us some of that Deuteronomy chapter 28. That 28:46-50. Might find out what is that land called after the great beatdown. Go to Matthew and see what was going on. What the mental spirits say the land is. See, when the mental spirits tell you what the land is called, and you got a problem with it, you got a problem with the records. Let's see what the mental spirit called that land. There was something going on, and the mental spirit told Joseph. He told Joseph something. Because he was peeping at the children of Israel, and he's also peeping at the one that was in power. So when these things was going on in the second chapter there, let's see what the angel said in verse number 19 down to verse 22. Let's find out exactly what's going on from 19 down to verse 22. We in Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. Down to verse number 22. You might do 23, depends on how it sounds. All right, Matthew chapter 2, 19 to 22. Elder Young, come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 2, verse number 19 through 22 reads, book of Matthew chapter 2, verse number 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Verse number 20, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead which sought the young child's life. Verse 21, and he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. Verse 22, but when he had heard that Achillas did reign in Yahweh Judah in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of Yahweh in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee.
Mm-hmm. Verse 23.
Verse 23. He came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the seers. He shall be called a Nazarene.
Now you see that? So that's why he'd be called a Nazarene, because when he got back to the southern kingdom of Judah, he found out that the king was dead, but his son was in his room instead. So, but that land was called from that point on by the angel, which called the righteous spirit. He said the land is called the land of Israel. That was the land called. That southern part is called the land of Judah. That's what it's called. He said that was the angel say it's called. He said the southern part was called Judah, and the land was called the land of Israel. Yeah. So Jerusalem was, that name was finished. So if you bring that name back, that means you're going against what? You know, you got a lot of preachers say, well, look here, y'all give me your tithes and free will offers and give $5,000. We're going to the Holy Land called Jerusalem. Wait a minute, Mr. Preacher. That land is not called Jerusalem no more. Children of Israel whooped the king of Jerusalem and the peoples of Jerusalem, and they from the sinners of Ham. That land called the land of Israel. In that southern kingdom, that part that you talk about, is called the land of Judah. He said, got one over here. See? That's going to happen to you right here. See, understand something. Until we start doing this Bible, the blessing that we waiting on, we not going to receive it until you first find out who you are. Because your disobedience got you in the day. And this what the Almighty said. He made it plain. And this was actually in trouble in the 28th chapter, verse 46, down to verse 50. And look what he said that we can read by the hill of Deuteronomy. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 46 through 50 reads. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 46. There shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder. Upon your seed forever. Verse 47. Because you serve not Yahweh, your Yahweh with joyfulness, with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in want of all things. And you shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance, who shall not regard the person of old, to show favor to the young.
Mm-hmm. It says, if you don't want to say to him, I'll bring a nation against you, children of Israel. Did you notice he never called nobody Christian yet? He called nobody African-American, Negro in color. This is all talking about the children of Israel. He said, since you want to serve me, children of Israel, I'm going to bring your enemy on you, children of Israel. And you know what will get you in trouble? When you just bring up the record, this sounds like this happened to the one you call African-American Negro, putting yokes on his nine, on their necks. And verse 68 says what? This don't sound like, wait a minute, Mr. Preacher. This don't sound like, I'm reading about the children of Israel. Since we don't want to serve him, we're going to serve our enemies, and they don't put a yoke around the children of Israel on that. And I'd be reading the eyes of the prize. And in fact, I'm looking at old movie come up now called Hebrews to Negroes. And I don't. Something ain't right here, Mr. Preacher. Can you help me out? Because according to the Bible, this is talking about the children of Israel, the Israelites. This ain't got nothing to do with no African-American Negroes or no Hebrews. What's wrong here? Look at that in verse 68.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. And Yahweh bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you, thou shalt see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto your enemies. For bond men, bond women, no man shall buy you.
It's just happened to the Negro, the African American. They the one was sold on, came on ships. That's their history. But the Bible says that's the children of Israel. Wait a minute. Something ain't right here, Mr. Preacher. Who are we when we're reading this Bible? Who are we? Are we African American, Negro in color, and super cool? Because the one that all this punch was put on was the children of Israel. And the children of Israel is 12 tribes. And nobody named Jew or Jewish out of 12 tribes of Israel. And he also made a statement in verse 25 and 46 there, Elder, about the children of Israel. So, wait a minute, Mr. Preacher. I'm going to make sure I still can, if you change your date to the right day. I'm going to still give you my donation and my tithes. But would you explain me about this verse right here in the 25th chapter or the 28th chapter? Can you explain me about this verse and verse 46? Is this, would you explain to me what this means in Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 and 46? Yeah, Elder, what does it say?
Book of Deuteronomy 28. Verse 25, verse 46 reads, Deuteronomy 28, verse 25, Yahweh shall call thee to be smitten before thine enemy. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. Verse 46, there shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder, and upon your seed forever.
This is talking about the children of Israel. I ain't read nothing about no African-American, Negro in color, or even Mr. Wilson. I ain't read nothing about Mr. Wilson yet, neither. You see what he's saying? So, but he gives you the answer in 28:37. Did you know, Mr. Preacher, you should have told the people that this was going to happen to the people of the book in 28:37, Deuteronomy. But it said, hell.
Look at Deuteronomy 28. Verse 37 reads, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the York where Yahweh shall lead you.
He said, you're going to be an astonishment, and a byword, and a proverb. He said, you're going to be called every name that is not your name. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be called by every name that's not your name. And you're going to be astonished among all nations. He's going to drive you. He's going to drive you in all nations, children of Israel. And everywhere you be at, you're going to be astonishment to them. And they always got another name for you. They're going to never call you the children of Israel, the Israelites. Because you know why? If they ever call you that, that means they got to come clean. That means what they have done to you, they have done something to the people of the book. That's why they don't go all the way keeping you thinking you African American, Negro in color. Because if they ever come clean and say, yeah, you are the children of the Israelites of the book, then guess what? Guess what happens then? Do you know what happens then? If they mess around ever tell you who you really are? Do you know what's written? What's going to happen to you? Let's read that in the 5th chapter, 1, 2, 3, there, Elder, of Thessalonians 5, 1, 2, and 3. And then we're going to get one more out of Joel, and then we're going to pause and bring our Elder in and the mother in, and then we'll come back and wrap this up. See, listen, you know, it's big money is to keep you thinking that you African-American, Negro in color, because you'll never know who your enemy is. Once you find out who you really are, the children of Israel, the children of the book. Because once you find out that you're the children of Israel, which they know already it is you, then they know they'll hung you, the people from him. And guess what? The clock will start ticking. But you see, our things need to know, see, right? That's First Thessalonians 5, 1, 2, 3. What did it say, Elder? I'm over in Julia waiting on you.
The book of First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of First Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But at the time of the season, brothers, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse 2. For yourself know perfectly that the day of Yahquasso cometh as a thief in the night. Verse 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon the woman with child, and they shall not escape.
So what you saw here, this peace and safety talk, everybody got a kumbaya, everybody done got happy. And guess what? So that's the sign you look for. When they got everybody on one accord and everybody all in peace and goodwill to man, that's when certain destruction is going to come. Now in the book of Joel, the seer wrote some about this too. So don't look for that to happen because starts. And then we're not going to read Baruch 45. And Baruch was a scribe, but Jeremiah, and he got excited because he found out he had to leave his possession because of what he was going to do since he was in the book. So now in Joel there, Elder, look at a statement that's written in Joel that once you hear peace and safety, everybody done got happy. I ain't looking real good. He got something written in Joel that we need to read. Let's see what we need to read in Joel. What we need to read, Dale? Can you help those see out? We know we need to read something in Joel, so help those see out what we need to read in the book of Joel there. Come on, Elder.
The book of Joel, chapter 3, verse number 4. Joel chapter 3, verse 4 reads, Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyrian Zidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head?
So here's the point. They cannot afford to tell you who you are. I got you, Mother Z. I'm getting that bring you up, Mother. Look at Mother Z. That's enough, serious. It's my turn now. Hey, I hear you, Mother Z. Now, he said, listen, they cannot tell you that you are the people of the book. Because once you start paying the people of the book or what they forefathers and mothers have did to you, then he said, I'm going to return the recompense on your own head. And that's the children of Ham. That's the Arabs. And it's also the sins of Esau, what you call today, the white man and the white woman. Everybody going to pay the price once you know who you are. And then when they come suck up to you and say, we sorry for what we did to you, that's when Yahweh going to kick in and drop the father load on them. So don't look for nobody to tell you who you are. But the six anointed camps of bosses are the true Israelites and prove it through the Bible. But don't look for no news to tell you who you are. They're going to fight against you because the day you know who you are, then they know that's the end of their known world. So we're going to read one more mother. Hey, mother E. We're going to get back in Ezra chapter 7, and we'll look at that verse 9 through 13. Then we're going to pause and bring our elder in for his closing statement on tape 21. So give me that second Ezra chapter 7, verse 9 to 13. Remember, we were dealing with two parts of this love and work. So now we come back, we made it back to that one verse again. Let's see what it said that we can read. Second Ezra chapter 9, 7, down to verse 13. You on, come on.
Second Ezra chapter 9, verses 7. Second Ezra chapter 7, verses 9 to 13. Second Ezra chapter 7, verse 9. If this city now were given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never had passed the danger set before it, how shall he receive this inheritance? Verse 10, I said, it is so, Yahweh. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion. Verse 11, because for their sake I made the world, and when Adam transgressed my statute, then was decreed that now is done. Verse 12, then were the entrance of the world.
Hey, mother. Hold on a minute, mother. Are you looking directly at 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7 through 13? You got this red book in your hand?
I had nine, then you said seven, you know.
We'll make it nine, and chapter 9, So I need to hear some about this good old works. I need to hear some about this works in 9,
okay.
Verse 7. What about works in 9, verse 7?
Second Ezra chapter 9, verse 9 through 7 or 13.
Well, get to chapter 9 and pick up at verse 7. Look what it says in verse 7.
Second Ezra chapter 9, verse 7. And everyone that shall be saved shall be able to escape by his words and by faith whereby he have believed. Verse 8.
Good. So that's good. Hold on, Mom, right there. So we find out if you're gonna be saved, all we gotta do is we gotta do now. We wanna be saved. We came to save those that are lost. So if you're gonna be saved, what's got to happen according to 9 verse 7?
You got to have some works.
You're going to have to have some works. So if you ain't got no works in, do not look to be saved or a paycheck. That means you got to have some works in. Get down to verse 13. For time's sake, get down to verse 13.
Second is chapter 9, verse 13. And therefore, be thus not confused how the unyahwari shall be punished, and when, but iniquity, how the righteous shall be saved, whom the world is, and for whom the world is created.
Mm-hmm. So what he's saying, he said, don't be worried about how the unjust, what's going to be happening on the A right. He said, try to help the one that wants some help. He said, there's going to be some people out there that need some help. Try to help the one that needs, that's searching for what's really going on. Well, it's time for you to understand what's really going on, that you have to know who you are and your responsibility. And you got to do a little work. You got to do a whole lot of work. Matter of fact, we'll read that. Mother D of Israel, we're going to pause and bring our elder in. We're going to see how much work you got to do once you find out that you are the children of Israel, the book, the one with the name, the so-called name that they'll give you, Bible verse and Proverbs, by calling you African-American, Negro, and Christian. Them names were put on you. Them names going to get you in trouble as time goes on because you will not be in protection of this mighty one. But once you recognize you're children of Israel and children of the book, and you got to do some work. So in the book of Baruch 4:28, and how much work you got to do, Baruch going to tell you that he was cleaned up. These books are taken away from you. And 4:28 of Baruch, and we're going to pause. So once you find out that you are the true children of Israel, the Israelites, and you are the people that went into captivity for being disobedient, but you've getting back straight by knowing who you are, and now you're going to repent and start doing what the man said out of his Bible. Then he's going to put the blessing on you, and the people that have been hemming you up and say, what you doing? Oh, no, I'm not. I can't be doing that no more. I got to be doing the Bible. See? That's when your trouble going to start again. But remember, he got some written thoughts. What are you going to do too? That might be another lesson. But mother, see of Israel in 4:28, once you understand that you are the children of Israel, the Israelites, you're clear that you're not African American, you're not Negro, you're not color, and you're not super coon black. That's not you. You stop answering to that. Then you got to do something else that we can read in Baruch 4:28, mother. What you got to do in 4:28 that we can read? Come on, mother.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
So now you gotta be the first one in them six anointed camps and the last one to leave. Because we're going to tell you what the Bible's saying and nothing but the Bible. You got to seek him 10 times more. You got to be in a hurry to get there and slow to leave. So that's how much you got to do. You got to seek him 10 times more. Yeah? Find out. Keep that in your mind. You got to really be burning midnight oil. And you got to repent and do what's written in this Bible. And be in a ministry that can fight on how to handle yourself according to the Bible. So we're going to pause it and bring our elder in, then we're going to bring Mother Z, and she's going to give you what the Almighty gave her to you and take number 21. We're going to find our elder and bring him in. So Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock for your closing remarks. I take 21, you're on the clock.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it appears that Hebrews 6:10 did some good justice, because when I gave that, I was really thinking about a teacher in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verses 35 to 37. 35 says, be willing to hear every Yahweh discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let the foot wear the steps of his door. 37, let thy mind meditate on the ordinance of the Yahweh, and meditate continually in his commandments or Torah instructions, and he shall establish thine heart of mind, and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. So it appears that that's basically what was on my mind when I was doing that. But Yahweh works in strange ways. And we know that entrance way to righteousness is very narrow. So we have to take care, as it tells us in 2 Esther 7, verse 7 and 8. And if you guys are taking notes, this is why we welcome and thank of all you for attending our live broadcast. Because in this program, there's a lot to learn. We always come to you live with the word of Yahweh, learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this actually because you have not. And this is information you have sought and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yahdah, open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time is 7:30 to 10:30. Bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class we have is at 12 p.m. And the online class is from 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine in thetribeyadda.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices, one being tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your tenants of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. Once again, read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, we even have a calendar. Check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. It's featured available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter Yahuwah Radio Live on any search line. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahda, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. Then you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're using two email addresses also for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyahda@gmail.com. The other is yahdaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six or nine camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, I say each time, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and a correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the CR via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. You might imagine he's usually pretty busy with that WCC. The New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and as we all know, answering many memos. And now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. today, except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, and when you click enter, find the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahda, choose the program you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, you'll find that we're also transmitting our information on Pal Talk. Pal Talk, we found out that you can get on there by either logging in by your phone, your tablet, or your computer. That's right, phone, tablet, or computer. Sometimes maybe even use that smartwatch if you can download the app. And after you get the app installed, you'll find we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. look for Voices of the True Israelite Tribe of Yadav. The room will hold many people, up to 50. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with C. Israel riding a shotgun. And we'll be taking no comments off classroom topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if broadcast ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Talk Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. As a reminder, when we're given those scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, as I always say, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can start once again to listening to these words, pass our program back to our seer Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Well, that's excellent. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And we'll definitely be riding shotgun in the other room called Pal Talking. And sooner or later, we're going to watch how it unfolds itself in that room. But one thing about it, once you know what you've been created to do, and you want Yahuwah's love, then you got to do that, what you created to do. So right now, we're going to bring our mother in, Mother Z, because she want to address this national audience and give a commentary or whatever the Almighty put on her to tell you about tape number 21. So when you meet Mother Z, Tribe of Yahuwah Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, hey, Mother Z, Yahuwah be with us, see you right.
You're not right here now. Right now, here.
All right. We'll give a double tomorrow. This year, give a double dose tomorrow. Same time. Just boom, you hear? All right, so now let's go back and clip a couple markers real quick. Hey, Mother D of Israel, can you clear up that marker you got over there in that Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 through 12? Because remember, the Son was sent, and then we go and find our elder and get that Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, waiting. But let's see if we clear up that. Because let me say, my Father is greater than I. Let's talk about that a little bit, Mother. In that 53rd chapter, let's talk about my Father is greater than I. Let's go to Isaiah 53, Mother dear of Israel, pick up verse 10 down to verse 12. Let's see if we find out what is he quoting by saying, my Father is greater than 53, 10 through 12, Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come out.
Genesis 1.
Mother D.F. Israel, Isaiah 53, 10, 11, and 12, you on the clock, come out.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 53, verses.
I have to get there.
53, verse 10, down to verse 12. Let's see what we can read there, Mother. You on the clock, come on.
Isaiah chapter 53, verses 10 and 12. Verse 10. Yet it pleased Yahuwah to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his day, and the pleasures of Yahuwah shall prosper in his hand. Verse 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their sin. Verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has purpose, poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the sinners, transgressors, and he bare the sins of many and made intercession for the sinner, transgressor.
That's a whole lot of good stuff up in there. Excellent.
Yeah.
So we find out one thing, that he gonna with the great, and he said when the great got him right, he gonna give it to the strong. Now that's big talk, but we'll talk about that tomorrow night lesson, because we got to take care of all that tomorrow night. So we run back to our elder, and now we're gonna run that Ephesians chapter 6. And let's see exactly what we got to do, 6 down to verse 10. And Mother E, have me, we're going to find out about that throne real shortly in Joshua chapter 1, 5 through 9, and a closing statement there, Mother. Mother E, when we come back. But right now we're going to get to Ephesians chapter 6, 18. Ephesians chapter 18. What are you saying, WCC? We gonna mute the elder. God damn. You gonna mute? Hey. Well, you see, well, one thing about it, so we'll catch our elder on another broadcast. So, Mother, hey Mother E, let's see if we grab that Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, because WCC, they put an M-U-T-E on our elder. So I'll tell you what, let's see if we find out a little bit more about that. Give me Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Take your time there, Mother E, you on the clock. Give me Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. And a closing statement. We'll go to Ephesians chapter 10 down to verse 18 and a closing statement there, Mother. So one thing about it, they love to remind the six anointed camps. Would you say again? See, this is our radio broadcast, not yours. Well, we know that. No doubt about it. All right, Ephesians chapter 10 through 18. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness and high places. Verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your long girdle about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the covenant of peace. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. Verse 18, prayer always of all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints.
That's a whole lot of good stuff, mother. So you say you gotta be strong in Yahweh. And this is for the saints, mother. So you might as well get a priest on them saints, mother. Give me that 148:14. What saints he talking about? Tell them that they got to be strong in the Almighty. Talking about now, Paul is over there in Ephesus talking to the Ephesians about telling them saints over there, y'all got to be strong saints. Who's the saints he talking to over in 148:14 of Psalm, mother? Who's he talking about? Who's these saints talking about? 148:14, come on.
I'm trying to get there. Psalm 148:14. Psalm 148:14 reads, he also exalted the horn of his people. The praises all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him, praise ye Yahweh.
So what you saying, mother, the saints he talking about over there in Ephesians, when you tell him strong and almighty, he's talking, what saints are you talking about according to 148:14? Who are these saints over in Ephesians that we can read that he's talking about? Come on, mother. Tell the national order who these saints is. Come on.
Of the children of Israel.
Excellent. Is this Bible, whether you know it or not, it is to Israel, for Israel, and it's by Israel. Life. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries I tell like it is. This Bible ain't got nothing to do with no African-American Negro and the Jew and the Jewish community. This is talking about the children of Israel. And once we finally get hold to it and can teach this, then Yahweh gonna step in. That's the way it's gonna be. Hey, now, Mother D up Israel. Let's get a precept on that by going to the book of Joshua. Be strong in Yahweh, you children of Israel. Let's get him talking about this in Joshua 1:5-9. Now, that's what he said, be strong. He said he going to, remember we read over there in that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, he said he going to divide a portion with the strong. I wonder who the strong is. Maybe we're going to find out. Joshua, chapter 1:5-9. Mother, D.F. Israel, come on.
Joshua, chapter 1:5-9. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall God divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their father to give them. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the Torah instruction which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever you goest. Verse 8. This book of the Torah instruction shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then you shall make your way prosper, and then you shall have good success. success. Verse 9. Yeah. You say verse 9, right? Verse 9. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed, for Yahweh, your Yahweh, is with you whithersoever you go.
Ain't that something? To be courageous, be strong, and Yahweh will be with you wherever you go. You hear that, Mother E? He said, Yahweh be with you wherever you go. Give me that Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1, 5 and 6 in the closing statement. Give me that Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1, 2. Deuteronomy 4, 1, 2, 5 and 6 in the closing statement. Say, Yahweh be with you wherever you go. Just be courageous and be strong and meditate in his word day and night. I mean, keep your mind on his word day and night. Stop all that damn going on in your mind outside of the book. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Just give me 1 and 2. 4, 1 and 2. And Mother dear of Israel, you grab that verse number 5 and 6. Let's see which way it goes. Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2. Mother E in the closing statement, come out.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your father gave you. Verse 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish off from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Hey, Mother, give me that Joshua 10:23. Give me that, because you don't say it a whole lot. So now, Joshua still, so we got our deal. He's talking to the children of Israel. Be clear, he's talking to the children of Israel. So, and Joshua 10:23, what is he telling the children of Israel? In a closing statement, 10:23. And Mother D of Israel had me Psalms chapter 1. 1 down in verse 4, waiting on it. Let's see what it says in Joshua 10:23, Mother E, in the closing statement, come on.
The book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 23. And they did so, and brought forth those 5 kings unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron.
Good. Skip down to verse 25. And what did he say? What did he tell the children of Israel in verse 25?
Verse 25. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you fight. Verse 25.
You the man saying? That's it, Mother. So you see what he's saying? If we be strong and courageous, all of our enemies that have been doing us wrong, Yahweh said, I'm going to kick in and take care. That's what he say. So all you got to do is meditate in his word, keep it in your mind, be courageous, be strong, and Yahweh will be with you, and he going to take care of your needs. That's not a good to me. Hey, Mother E, closing statement, you're on the clock. Come on.
Oh, thanking Yahweh for this class. Thanking Yahweh for the seer. And thanking Yahweh just to be in the class. Thanking Yahweh for the ones that's listening. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Mother E. Good. So we found out a whole lot of things. So this, he said he's going to divide a portion with the strong. So now we know how to put the strong in the children of Israel by themselves. So if you be courageous, you meditate his word day and night, and you be strong, your reward is Yahweh going to kick in and be with you. Like what, mother? Psalms chapter 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on.
Psalms chapter 1, 1 to 4. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the unyahwali, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and in his Torah instruction doeth he meditate day and night. Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verse 4. The unyakwali are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
So, that's all right, mother. You're going to be all right. No doubt about it. So, you see, so this book is for Israel, about Israel, to Israel. Israelites. And so if you call by any other name, the name he's giving you, you lose. You lose. I mean, you hold back the process of you, Yahweh, being with you. Now, so to make it plain, mother, in the book of 2 Samuel 3:18, look what he said he going to do. If you understand all this good stuff, mother, in 2 Samuel 3:18, what did Yahweh put in the mind of the seer to leave in writing? 2 Samuel 3:18 says what?
Okay. 2 Samuel 3:18. Okay. My paper one messed up. 2 Samuel 3:18. 18 read. Now then, do it, for Yahweh has spoken to David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hands of the Philistines and out of the hands of all their enemies.
You see that? And what are you going to use today in the closing statement, Mother? What are you going to use today that we can read? Give me what you want to do in Psalm 34, verse 7, then 107, verse 20 in the closing statement. So now you see, he said, I'm going to save you out of the hand of your enemies. But it's something you just got to do. Psalm 34, verse 7. Then go to 107, verse 20, and a closing statement. Come on.
Psalms 34, verse 7. And the angel of Yahweh, he camped round about them that fear him and delivered them. You said 107?
20. Verse 20.
Okay. 107. 107. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
So, mother, dear of Israel, what's going to heal you according to this Bible?
Yahweh's word.
Yahweh's word. All we got to do is make sure we apply Yahweh's word. See how plain that is, mother? That's just that plain. If we do his word, kick in. If we continue to make decisions with the word, not going to kick in. Closing statement is all yours, mother. Catch you tomorrow at 6 o'clock, mothers, elders, brothers, You're on the clock.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded me that you